وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Basically, my dear brother, in your situation, have nothing to do and nothing effective prayer, inshallah. Even if you forget iqama, you must understand it's just mustahab for your case. It's just mustahab, my dear brother, to recite the iqama to salah before you start your prayer if you are alone. You understand? The iqama will be wajib on you if you are jama'ah and you did the adhan, so you did the iqama. The iqama connect with the adhan. You understand? And because the adhan for the person who pray alone is mustahab, the iqama also is mustahab. You understand? And for you to understand deeper, you must know, ya akhi barakallahu fik, that even if we say the adhan and the iqama is wajib, if you didn't do it out of forgetfulness, it doesn't affect your prayer. Or you don't want to do it because it's just mustahab for your case, also it doesn't affect your prayer. There is no connection between the prayer and the adhan. Even if the adhan is not valid because being practiced wrong, still doesn't affect the prayer. According to the correct opinion, this is the opinion of the majority of the ulama. The only one connecting between them was some of Al-Dahir and Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah ta'ala, and the ulama already replied to him and they didn't accept his the way that how he connected between the adhan and the prayers.